Okay, so we're holding in the first parak of Brachos, the second Mishnah. My rabbi told me never compete with a moving target. So wait a second here. Okay. I need to watch it. Okay, great. So, first parak of Brachos, we're dealing with the lachas of Kriya Shema, and we're at the second Mishnah, which will deal with the morning time, the Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. Me'emes la'ikorin es Shema b'Shachris. From when do we read the Shema in the morning? Remember again, the Pasuk is going to be uvukumecha, in your getting up. So the similar machlokas is going to, ambiguity is there. Is it, when people get up? So the answer is, the first pshat is, Mishayakib in techeles l'lavan. People start getting up from when it's starting to get light outside. Now remember, yesterday we had a shiur called Alos HaShachar or Amud HaShachar, which we'll say are the same thing for now, which is, let's say, perhaps 72 minutes before Nates. Nates means, the word Nates means like a spark or a sprout, because the sun sparks over the horizon. So first light appears, let's say, 72 minutes before sunrise, but that's still, unless you're looking, you don't see it. In fact, if you go look, you probably won't see it anyways. It's be perfectly dark. And so, so the first light that people get benefit from is when they start waking up. And that shir is ben techeles lavan. You can tell the difference between techeles, that blue color techeles, and the lavan, white. Now the Mefarshim question, even in a very dark room, if you see white and blue, you can probably tell the difference. They question what it means. Some say, if you look at the tzitzis, if anyone has like the gra tying on their tzitzis, the gra techeles, so the loops are very close together, that would be enough. Some say that the pshat is if you dye a single ball of wool, let's say, in there, it's blue, techeles color, but there are patches of white in there, you can see the patches. Either way, the halacha comes about 50 minutes, this is the halacha, so you have about 50 minutes before Nates is when it's time to start putting on talis and tefillin, playing a baruch on them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben techeles lekarsi. He is more strict, he says it has to be enough light that you could see the difference between techeles, the blue color, and karsi. Karsi ostensibly means a leak, which is a green color. That's the Rav's pshat, which of course would mean more light because they're closer together, and therefore you would need to be closer to Nates. Rashi's pshat elsewhere is that karsi is indigo. Indigo is a dye. It's a very difficult pshat because Gemar Menachos, the Samach Aleph, says that you can't tell the difference between indigo and techeles. In fact, the patil techeles, the guys who make the techeles that you find in most of the stores today, one of their big proofs that their techeles that comes from the snail, this Murex truncular snail, is the real techeles, is because, molecularly speaking, the molecule that gives the dye is identical. It's the same molecule, both in the indigo dye and in the Murex truncular snail chilazone dye. So it's very, very difficult. Either way, the color indigo is used today. It's in denim, jeans. What color is the blue jeans is the color indigo. So according to Rashi, the pshat, it's a very difficult pshat. Okay. V'gomer ad ha'netzachama. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to finish by the time Nates happens. You have to say Shema before Nates comes. And Mefarshim discuss if after that it's just too late, or just that's a lechachil and there's a b'diavad. Either way, one thing's for sure, this is the preferred way to say the Shema. Everyone agrees to that. Ideal time to say Shema is before Netzachama, so you can daven kavasikin, like the guys who love mitzvahs, and say Shemona Esrei as it becomes first, as the sun comes over the horizon. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ad shalosh shos. He says, which is what we're more familiar with, which is you have until 3 hours in the day. Again, my guess is a shaos zmanios. They're like halachic hours to say Shema. There's an opinion that's beginning of the third hour. We paskin the end of the third hour. Again, the same focus as yesterday. If the hours go from sunrise to sunset, and 12th of those is 1 hour, or from Alos till Tseis, right? That's a big machlokas. I think in Eretz Yisrael, I stand to be corrective, I think in Eretz Yisrael people tend to be machmir for the Magen Avram, the more strict opinion, which goes from Alos to Tseis. You see this in America, I think people just go with the Gra and the Balatanya. But I think in Israel, many are strict for the Magen Avram. That's my understanding. In London, and sunrise is so early, you're lucky if you make anything. So, no, that's a Tanakama, whoever he is. A star Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, but if you ask me point blank, is it? Many, many times the Gemara, it'll say, well, it couldn't be Rabbi Meir because of such and such. I don't remember enough to say, I don't just remember if that comes up. Tanakh. There's a big downside to what you're doing, whoever that is on the side of the wall there. Oh, the green side, because then you, if you come in here.
It's very cold in there.
Oh, I see. I see.
You really mind?
I'm neither. I'm worried about the noise.
Fine.
Yeah?
If the noise disturbs you, let me.
It doesn't bother me. Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Very good. Fine. Okay. Yeah. Sheken derech bnei malachim la'amad b'shalosh shaos. Because the way of bnei malachim, the children of kings, rich kids, it's to get up to the third hour. You might be familiar with that by your own children, right? They don't get up necessarily at the crack of dawn.
Not even at the crack of noon.
Right. So that's halacha, but you have until the end of the third hour, for sure. There's lots of Hasidic Torahs, if we can call them those, that Klai Yisrael b'nei malachim, right? The halacha goes to us because even though most people get up early, but we have the status of b'nei malachim. We're the sons of Hashem. Okay. The main portion, they'll bring that stuff. Hakor Mekan Ve'elech, if you read from this point and onwards, i.e. after the third hour, Lo Hifsid Ka'adam Hakorah B'Torah. You didn't lose. It's like a person reading the Torah. So the Mephoshim say, what do you mean didn't lose? What's that talking about? You lost the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So it explains, the Pashup Pshat is, that it's talking about you didn't lose the brachas, the opportunity to say the brachas. You can still say the brachas of Kriyashma. I'll take a minute to explain this. Normally we know a bracha and a mitzvah.
Someone have a Chevy outside, they're going to give you a ticket.
So normally when it comes to a bracha, it's a berachas a mitzvah, you say asher kedushan mitzvah of a tivano, and you can't make a hefsek, of course, and the bracha goes on the maisa. The pashup shot is that the brachas on kriyashma aren't those kind of brachas. They're not really brachas on the mitzvah of saying kriyashma. There's always asher kedushan mitzvah of a tivano, right, to say kriyashma. They're just separate brachas, the brachas, of course, the morning, for example, Yotza Or, right, and Ahava Rabbah, they're brachas on Hashem's world and on the Torah and so on and so forth. And therefore, even if you miss Shema, you can still say those brachas, and you should say those brachas. You have to say those brachas. Okay? I think Lahalacha, we say, there's a Lamachlokas, if it goes the whole day, you can say those until the evening or not. We pask and you should say with the same time as a normal Shachris, which would be Lachachil at the end of the fourth hour. So in other words, you missed Shema because you overslept, whatever it was, you should still say the brachas, that's a mitzvah, that's the Rabbanan, and you should say by the fourth hour, and b'di'evad you have till midday. Okay? Interestingly, you should note the Ramban holds that the Ava Rabba is actually bimkom asher kedushan b'mitzvosav, and that's like the bracha. And if you didn't say it, you actually, the Meiri says, you actually would say a bracha. Like, for example, if you said Ava Rabba, you're not going to say it again, but you've neglected to say Shema for whatever reason, you would then say a bracha, Asher Kedushan B'Tzvoisav Zivano Al Kriya Shema, and say Shema. Very, very interesting. That's not Lahalacha, of course, but what is Lahalacha, the Ramban, people are scared of him. You know, people, when they say in Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, you see those three words, Kel Melech Ne'eman, to bring the number of words of Shema from 245 to 248. The Art Scroll has established that firmly as the Hanhaga. But many don't like it because the Ramban says that's a hefsek between the brach of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. I don't like that. And therefore, they give a different, more complicated etzah about adding up the vows. That's a complicated story to get to 248. Either way, that's why people don't like saying Kel Melech Ne'eman. But I think the minhag in Klal Yisrael, I think, amongst us has become the art of minhag, I guess, of saying Kel Melech Ne'eman. You see it. I think people do it. Okay.
Can it be Yotzei Mitzvah and Bracha is it Alim and Atorah through
Rabban
Solomon Avraham?
Also.
If you have Kavanah.
Also. But I'm talking about Kriyashma, not Berachas Atorah now. Okay. Fine. So what's Ka'adam HaKorah B'Torah mean? That means that, let's say Pashup Shad is, that when you've missed the mitzvah of Kriyashma, of course you're still saying the words of Torah, and that's a mitzvah of its own right. It's of course, it's a tricky one to explain why the Mishnah has to say that. We'll leave it at that. The question is better than the answer, perhaps. Okay. Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah deals with the way, the physical way in which you say Kriya Shema. I remember the pasuk says, "Uveshach b'cha uvekumecha," and you're lying down and you're getting up. So it could have just said in the evening and the morning. What's with the lying down and getting up? So Beishamai Omrim be'erev kol adam yatu v'yikru. Beishamai says in the evening, the krishma of the evening. Since it could have said in the evening, and instead it said b'shach b'cha, and you're lying down, you have to be yatu, lie flat, like you're lying down in the bed, v'yikru, and you should, and then read it in that position. So you actually, I guess if you'd be in shul, you'd sort of lie down on your side and do it. That's how. Shenemar uveshach b'cha v'kumecha. The pasuk says when you lie down and when you get up. So say it lying down. Ubeis Hillel omrim kol adam kora kadarko. Beis Hillel rejects that. They say it however you want. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'lechta chavaderech, in your going on the way. Do it how you go, however you go. Beis Hillel rejects Beis Shammai's assumption that you could say just Erev, because the halacha is not in the Erev. It's dafka later than that. Right? Erev starts perhaps at Plag HaMincha or something at sundown, perhaps. But this is the halacha is only from Tzeis, so they reject that. Im Kain, we ask now, Lama Nemo B'Shach B'Cha B'Kumecha, according to Beis Hillel. So why does it say when you lie down and when you get up? That's B'Shash B'Nei Adam Shochvin. It's just telling you the time people go to lie down. U'B'Shash B'Nei Adam Omdin, the time people stand up. Okay, I'm Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon tells a story. Once upon a time, ani hayisi baba derech. I was going along the way, v'hitesi likros, and I wanted mekayim the halachas of like Beis Shammai. Also, because you get it's a two for one, right? You can be yotzi Beis Shammai also by lying down. So I got off my horse and I lay down to say Kriya Shema. Okay, v'sakanti ba'atzmi mipnei halistim, and I was misaken. I endangered myself mipnei halistim. Because of the bandits. Many take the hay in the hullis and the bandits, understand that he already was attacked by bandits, he was on the run, and nevertheless he stopped. That's how far he went. He was being pursued, and yet he got off horse notwithstanding, right? Others say and others say, you know, because the listen that actually did get him, but didn't, you know, they didn't kill him, they just robbed him, whatever it was. Right? They caught him when he was lying down. Right? Either way, Amr Lo, the Chacham didn't like that. Kadai hayisa lachu ba'atzmacha. It's your own fault if you'd have something bad were to happen to you. Sha'avat al divrei Beis Hillel, because you went against the words of Beis Hillel, which one isn't permitted to do. I want to clarify the lachi a little bit. The emes is you are allowed to be stringent on yourself and go like Beis Shammai also. That's the halacha. It's a chumrah. You can do if you're not going against. See, he wasn't going against Beis Hillel. He was getting a two for one. Right? He was doing both. Then Beis Hillel said, doesn't say. No problem with you lying down. He just says you don't have to lie down. So he figured I'll get, you know, and add extra chumrah, which I'm sure, as you know, many, many, many people try to back both horses when there's multiple shitas. The problem here, the Gra explains, is that it's actually machlokus in the pshat and the pasuk, what uveshach b'cha means, and that's going too far. That you can't. That's not just getting a two for one. You actually are choosing sides what pshat and the pasuk is, and they don't like that. They won't let the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and we have the principle that when Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have a machlokus, it's Beis Shammai's Eino Mishnah. They're like. Not to be considered. They're out. Okay?
Excuse me. Just a quickie. Who is they?
The Beis HaMidrash, the Rabbanim, the gang.
Okay.
The unnamed.
So the Rabbanim sat there and it would have been fitting.
That's right.
Come to harm because you transgressed Beis Hillel.
That's right. You have no business. That's right. And the Mishnah's point here is that Beis Hillel's the way to go. Beis Shammai is out. They're not in the halachic realm. They're not considered. And to go against them is I guess as far as say chiv misa. That's if you're stupid enough to get off your horse and danger yourself, then you're being an idiot. That's what they said to them. They didn't like him.
He was being stringent. And because of that, the Rabbanim said...
That's right. Mishnah Dalad. So now we're going to say, now we're doing with the brachas of Kriya Shema. B'shachar, in the morning. We're now switching to morning first, because we just had dealt with the Kriya Shema of Shel Shachar. Mevarach shtayim lefaneha. You say two brachas before. Everyone knows. Yotze or Ahava Rabba, or Ahava Solom for those. Right? V'achas l'achareha, and one bracha after Kriya Shema. Gal Yisrael. Uva Erev, Shtaim Lefaneh, V'Shtaim L'Acharea. In the evening, there's two before and two afterwards, right? before we have is Ma'ariv Aravim and yeah, yes, but starts Avasolam, excuse me. Right, and Shtayim L'Achra, and two afterwards also. Achas Arucha, one of them is long. V'achas Katzara, one of them is short. We're referring to the two brachas before. The two brachas before in both the morning and the evening. One of them is an Arucha, one of them is a Katzara. There's two pshatim, two main pshatim, what it means to be a long bracha. Okay? First we'll go with, not like the Rav will say Rashi. Rashi is straightforward. Arucha means it's got a lot of stuff in it. Right? There's a lot of things squeezed in, a lot of concepts in. Look at Avarava, you see there's a lot of things squeezed in there. Okay? V'achas Katzara, one is just a single theme of the bracha. Makom Sh'amr L'Harech, where the rabbi said it's a long bracha. The rabbi is, of course, being Anshe Kness, the Gedola, who established the brachas. Einu Mishai L'Katzer, you can't chop off things you don't like there, says Rashi. L'Katzer, they made it a short one. Einu Mishai L'Harech, you can't squeeze in extra. That's Rashi. The Rambam's shot is that a bracha arucha, and this is like the Rav, means it starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. Right? If you learn Mishnah, you're probably more familiar with that pshat. Okay? Starts the baruch, ends the bracha, baruch, which is the case of the first bracha, and then the second one just ends with the baruch. So again, the pshat would be, you can't chop out one of the two baruch at Hashems in the bracha. Now, the seif of the Mishnah says, lachtom, but the rabbi said, you have to be chotem, you have to make a end with the baruch at Hashem. Einu reshai shlo lachtom, you can't not say Baruch Atah Hashem a second time, even though you said it at the beginning of the bracha. And Shlo Lachtam, if they said only one chasima, just start with Baruch, then end with Baruch. Ein Rishai Lachtam, you can't add an extra Baruch at the end of the bracha. So I have a question for you. Don't blurt out the answer, think about it. According to the Rambam, that says that an Arucha means two brachas, and a Katzara is one, and we just said, if it's Aruch, it can't be Makatzer, if it's Katzer, it can't be Ma'aruch, you can't add or... You can't leave one out to add one in. So they said, in the Seifa it says, the Chasima, if it said Baruch at the end, you can't chop it out or add it in. So what's the difference in the case of the beginning of the Mishnah, which is Arucha and Katzara, and the case of the Seifa, which is Lachtam and no Lachtam? Is that a reasonable question? Want to think about it for a second? You understand my question? I'll say it again while you're thinking about it. According to the Rambam, an Arucha, Bracha, Arucha, a long Bracha, is one that starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. And the Mishnah said, if it says do that, you can't chop out, you can't leave one of the baruchs out. And if it says only do one time baruch, you can't add one in. And then the second part of the Mishnah says, where it says lachtom, to end with the baruch, you can't leave it out. And if it says lo lachtom, you can't add it in. So it sounds like the same thing twice. That's my question. Let's try on the Rambam. I'll give you another 10 seconds to think of an answer. Then I'll tell you the answer. It's good to think. So I asked Rav Lunas this question a long time ago. So he told me Pshat is very straightforward Pshat. That the first part of the Mishnah is talking about the first Baruch, and the second part of the Mishnah is talking about the second Baruch. Straightforward. Like that? Okay.
Yeah, but that didn't answer the question about the long Baruch and the short Baruch.
If Aruch means start and end, so when it says you can't not make an Aruch, means you can't leave out the first Baruch and just rely on the last Baruch.
And the Arucha is from the root Aruch.
Yes, correct. No, not from Shulchan Aruch.
No.
Aruch, Shulchan Aruch means set with an ayin. But we got to stay just on the Mishnah. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch with an ayin, Aruch here means long. Okay. Mishnah Hey. So now we're talking about this last Mishnah, the Perek. We're dealing with the third Parsha of Kriyishma, which we said, the Pashas is the Rabbanan, right? Mm-hmm. There's no mention in the Pasuk there of saying that Parsha, right? Talks about tzitzis. And the end of the Parsha, it deals with there's a pasuk at the end that deals with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the halacha l'maisa is, by the way, you should have kavana when you say that pasuk, that Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceitzchem Eretz Yisrael V'Yoseichem Elokim. You should have kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, as now the Mishnah is going to say, Mezkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. You gotta not just remember it during the day, but also in the night. You have to say twice a day. You have to say the pasuk, a pasuk that reminds you of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, the havmin going into it is this: The truth is that you could say any pasuk, or you could just say, yes, we went from Egypt, and you fulfill the mitzvah of remembering going out of Egypt. Chazal added this third parsha because it has that pasuk in there, and also talks about tzitzis. And tzitzis is very closely connected to the themes of Kriyat Shema because it deals with the asiyas, the mitzvah, to remember to do all the mitzvahs, as we'll see in the next parak. But since tzitzis are only nogeya in the daytime, you might think that the whole parsha falls away. And in fact, the Gemara says that in Israel, the Gemara's time, they didn't even say that third paragraph when they said Shema. Okay, but the halacha is you have to make mention of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim even in the evenings. That's halacha l'maisa. Now, Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah said, Harei ani keben shivim shana. He says, look, I'm like a man of 70 years old. And before I should say this, there's a very famous story, I'm sure you know it, in Brachas of Chaf Ches, says that, Rabban Gamliel, who we met yesterday, was trying to make sure that there's centralized authority as they get into the exile, and he was very strict, and he gave Rabbi Yeshua, who was the big chacham of the time, a very hard time. And after three times of harassing him, they staged a rebellion and they basically dethroned him. Very interesting story. And they didn't know who to put in his place to be the new head, and they chose Elazar ben Azariah. And that says Elazar ben Azariah was a kid. Pashas, most unfortunately, he was 18 years old. As Yerushalmi said, he was 16 years old. And he became the Rosh Shiva, the head. So he said, I'm not sure if I'm going to take this position. He went to his wife to ask. She said, forget it. You look like a kid. It's not appropriate. So he had a miracle, and overnight his hair went gray. That's the Pashas in the Gemara. The Rambam, of course, says, oh, no, it's just because of his long-term studying in Torah that he went gray naturally. Either way, he was a young man of 16 or 18 years old, but he looked like 70. And most unfortunate say this halacha was said on that day. The day he was promoted, that's when this happened. Otherwise, it's very difficult to understand what's the connection. Well, why is he giving this, side point that he's old and he's a young man? Like, who cares? The Rambam learns, the Tosfos Yom Tov learns the Rambam saying that since he got gray hair from working so hard in Torah, that's his pitch. He's saying, listen, I worked so hard in Torah, right? Or I had Siyat Dishmaya from Hashem to go gray at a miracle, either way, so you see the halachas with me. That's how Tosfos Yom Tov explains it. So, Veloza Chisi. We'll go with the Rambam for a second year, and I just didn't merit Shateyam or Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos to find the drusha. This is, I'm putting in words here to make this thing make sense. I wasn't zochet to prove that you have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos Ad Shadarsha Ben Zoma, until Ben Zoma came up with a drusha that showed that what I knew was true was always true.
And like this is the Seder, right?
Sorry?
This is the Seder.
Right? That's right. We have this Mishnah in this Pesach Seder also, exactly right. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lama'an tizkor es yom tezcha me'eret Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. The pasuk in Devarim says, so you should remember the day you went out of Egypt, kol yimei chayecha, all the days of your life, right? So Ben Zoma made a drasha, and it's the drasha that Elazar ben Azariah is hiding behind. And the Gemara in Sota Daf Memtes says that Ben Zoma was like the king of drashas. When he said a drasha, no one messed around with him. So Hidarshni says, it says, Yemei Chayecha, the days of your life, that would be sufficient for you to remember every day. What's Kol Yemei Chayecha? The word Kol also. To add on, also Halelos, nights also. Okay? And the Chachamim say, not necessarily, not so fast. Yemei Chayecha, that's referring to the day of your, every day. You have to remember it, sure. But that's Olam Hazeh, that's now. The kol, the extra word kol, is to add what? Kol Yemei Hayecha? L'havi Yemos Mashiach. To add also on, that even when Mashiach comes, and there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, when Mashiach comes, that's the miracles of Egypt, forget about it, no one's going to worry about those. The real miracles are saving us in this final exile. So it'll, Egypt will fall by the wayside. Even so, you still have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim. Still have to mention it. So they are rejecting that drasha of Ben Zoma, ostensibly. Yeah? So I'm going to ask you another question. You can think about it. It started out by saying, Elazar ben Azariah said, I didn't have the pshat to convince them. The Rav's lashon is, lo nitzachti l'chom. I just couldn't beat them in an argument until I got a drasha from Ben Zoma. Now I have a drasha from Ben Zoma. Now you see, now I convinced them. But the problem is, the Mishnah ends, but they didn't buy the drasha. So it doesn't add up. No, does it? Everyone says it every year in the Pesach Seder. The first paragraph of Brachas. What gives? Is that a good question? You hear the question. He said, I couldn't convince them until I got a drasha, but they reject the drasha, so he didn't convince them. So let's put on the Mishnah. Very good, right. Very good. So, yes. let me preface it. I'm going to try with Siyat Hashemayah to ask questions like that so people can think for a few minutes. There's an answer. But I think it's good. Zipchut to Tashir, no one likes being passive. When I'm Talmud Torah is about learning Mishnah, there's lumbus there too. I'm trying to brush over some, but I'm going to ask some kashas people to think. Keep us alive and the wheels turning. Okay, so I'll explain. One answer given. Sorry, what was the name again? I forgot. Avram. Avram's answer was, Lo Zechisi means, bottom line is, the halacha goes like me in the end. So that they'd reject the drush doesn't matter. I'm the winner, because the halacha goes that you say it at night also, which is the halacha. That's the nitzachon. That's the zechus. Which is a good scripture. That's when I asked Rav Linowitz once upon a time, that is the answer that he gave me off the cuff. Which is a...
Even though he didn't have a drush for it.
Sorry?
Even though he didn't have a drasha for it?
The Rabban didn't have a drasha. Even though the Rabban rejected his drasha.
Right.
But I guess, even so, they went with it. Halacha. Why'd they go with it? So there's different pshatim given. One pshat is that they didn't accept the drasha as being like mukhrach, like there's no way out of it. They had a way out of it. But still, they figured it was good enough to explain that the sort of the secondary need to mention Yitzhak Shrayim and the Most Mashiach, that's like a secondary issue. In fact, there is such a pasuk. We're leaning, we'll go with it. Well, what about Mashiach? When Mashiach comes, we'll worry about it. There is a pshat, by the way, an amazing pshat, that says that he didn't know the Rabbanim didn't agree with him. He didn't know. And when Rebbe put the Mishnah together, he said, you know what? Just the PS, they didn't accept his drasha at all. Interesting, right? I think that's the grah.
But he didn't know they didn't agree.
Sorry?
They didn't say
that's the Gra. The Gra says Rebbe put these two things juxtaposed, but in his time he didn't know that they had a way out of his drasha. Either way, the halacha is that we do it. We do say Yetzias Yisrael in the nighttime, but the Gra says a kind of interesting Bibur Pshat, which is kol can mean two things. Kol can mean all or the entire. So kol yimei chayecha means the whole day, or it can mean, you know, every day, even when Mashiach comes, or the whole day, even the night times also. That's two pshatim and kol, that could be the two pshatim and the drushes.